sex.
Has this program now been infiltrated by a Manchester City fan that I'm not aware of? No, we're going to talk about the supermoon. Supermoon occurs when the moon reaches its closest point to Earth in its orbit, resulting in a larger and brighter appearance in the night sky. But a blue moon, on the other hand, is a term used to describe the second full moon that occurs within a single calendar year. And the combination of these two events creates a visually stunning display that captivates sky watchers. Stargazers are in for a treat with the August super blue moon. It peaked last night. It'll peak again tonight, apparently from 10 to 9. And David Muir, who is editor of Astronomy Ireland, is with us to help get a better understanding of the blue moon. So how special is this, David?
Well, blue moons themselves are fairly rare, hence the expression once in a blue moon. Mm. They happen about every 3 years. Supermoons, they happen every year, so not as important. But it turns out to get the two to happen at the same time hasn't happened for 14 years and won't happen for another 14 years. They really are quite special. So the blue moon thing is quirky. The moon won't look blue. It's nothing particularly special in the sky. It's just the second moon, full moon in the same calendar month. It's a human invention, if you like. But the moon did look extremely bright last night. I was quite taken by it being the brightest full moon I'd ever see.
Yeah. So, I mean, how does an editor of Astronomy Ireland go out and mark this occasion, David? Did you have any sort of special moments last night where you did anything different when you went out? Or like the rest of us, do you just go out the front of the house and look up at the moon?
Yep, literally, being the full moon, you could see it from anywhere. So I was snapping away with the camera in between the clouds. I have to say it was mostly cloudy. But, you know, if you wait long enough, you usually do get a break in the clouds. Some persistence paid off. So I've got some pictures that will be going into Astronomy Ireland magazine, once in 14-year event. And we want other people who've got snaps as well. Perhaps people around the island got even better pictures. Go to our website, astronomy.ie. You'll see where to send your pictures. And, you know, the full moon, you can snap that with a camera phone and you have another chance tonight.
Right, okay. So I missed it last night. You saw it, Chris, didn't you, on your way in?
Yeah, I saw it this morning, and actually it was very bright, very noticeable. There's some brilliant pictures as well on the BBC News Online website, if you want to take a look there. And people really making the most, I must say, when you look at kind of just capturing some kind of an image in front of the moon. There's a great one, for example, of a plane in front of the moon. And it's that size of the moon that really gives the opportunity to do that, doesn't it?
Yes, I mean, people get very creative, anything from getting the kids stick their hand out and moving your camera so it looks like they're holding the moon in their hands, lining them up with, you know, sculptures, landmarks, buildings, anything at all. People get extremely creative, especially in cities. People can line them up between buildings, next to buildings, on top of church spires. As you said, I'm sure on the BBC website and all around the world, people are posting their pictures. But
it's the Astronomy Ireland
magazine.
It's the astronomy equivalent of all those pictures people take at the Leaning Tower of Pisa, isn't it? As if they're pretend they're pushing it up. Right, give us 10 seconds a mention, David. Where do they send the pictures to?
If you go to astronomy.ie, that's Astronomy Ireland magazine website, you'll see where to send the pictures. There'll be a special issue in a few weeks' time. By the way, that'll be archived in the National Libraries of Ireland and Great Britain, so your pictures will be recorded
Brilliant.
For all time.
Fantastic. David, thank you very much. We'll have to leave it there.
Morning then. It is 8 o'clock on Radio Ulster and BBC Sounds. This is Good Morning Ulster with Chris Buckler and Joel Tigert.
Top stories.